Today's day two of Yashayfer, day number one, we spoke about the dilemma. Is the mitzvah l'shmoya kol shayfer, or is the mitzvah blow the shayfer, l'tkoya, blow the shayfer? Yesterday we discussed about the three sets of sounds that we produce, what we call the tchias, the yeshiva, before, well that was a dilemma, before musaf, the tekiyos that we blow during Musaf, and then the tekiyos that we blow after Musaf is over, before we leave the Beis HaKnesses. Today, let's discuss another interesting topic. The topic goes, is it proper to take a breath between the Shvarim and the Tnuah? Tashrat. Tashrat is the code word. Tashrat means tekiyah, Shvarim, Tiruah Tekiah. You have a Tav and a Tav at the end. And in the middle you have a Shin, and you have another Tav, and you have, what did I say? And an Aresh, Tashrat. Tashrat stands for Tekiah, Shvarim, Tiruah Tekiah. So what's the question? The question is, I'll try to imitate the sound. You go, two, 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 and then it's going to be two, 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 two. In between the third two, do you stop for a split second and take a breath? Ah, take a smoke, take a puff, inhale, right? Do you do that? Or no, it must be a continuous flow. Is it two, 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 two? Don't take that breath. Or is it two, 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 two? Should you inhale between the Shvarim and the Teruah, or should it be seamless?
Can you breathe between the Bracha and the
Tekiah? Definitely. You can definitely breathe between the Bracha and the first Tekiah.
Isn't it based on whether you have to breathe or not? Whether you have to breathe.
What do you mean?
Maybe you can't blow all four without.
So then you shouldn't
breathing.
be the Baal Tekiah.
If you look in the Siddur,
yeah. Okay, it's a good point. It depends. Okay, that's a statement. Maybe the one way that I wrote that sin is trying to make a statement. So he is like, you know, the marginal person goes to a doctor, they give you this device to breathe in. And the little ball goes up. You ever see those devices? People have surgery. They have these things they have to recover. So before you get up to blow the shofar, we're going to test you. They bring out to the beamer that little device, has a little ball with all the marks. Okay, let's see how high you can get the ball to go up.
And
if you can't get
how
long you can keep it up. Right. And if you can't blow hard, can't take a deep enough breath and blow hard enough to keep that ball up, that means
inhaling,
whatever I do. If you cannot do this, you fail the test and you're not qualified to be the Baal Tekiah. Look, to join the sanitation department, they make you go up, I think a 10-story building. You have to be able to go up and down fire department. Up and down, run up and down the steps in record time, carrying equipment, heavy weights. If you can do it, listen, you can still win the Nobel Prize, but you're not going to be a fireman. Your childhood dreams of being a fireman are over. You can still be the Gadol Hadar, you can win a Nobel Prize, you can be a doctor, and you can be the President of the United States, but you're not going to be a fireman. Sorry, you just don't qualify for this job. Part of blowing shofar is, that's the question, are you required to blow the shvarim and the teruah b'nishima achas, which means you have to pause. You can't go, two, you have to pause. But should you actually inhale in between these two?
Or
not supposed to. Aseres b'nei haman is supposed to take a deep breath in one shot. Okay, very good. You're making the equivalent between the aseres, a whole drasha. This realist became a rabbi. After he retired from being a mathematician, he became a rabbi. Homiletics make an equivalence between the neshima achas of the shvarim teruah and the neshima achas of the aseres b'nei haman. Interesting. I would like to read this drasha. See what do you have to say about this? Sounds very interesting. So what is halacha? So in Shulchan Aruch, this is in Shulchan Aruch. Now, Shulchan Aruch, it says, Yisagimul Shavadim, Shetzarach Lassoy Sabin Shima Achas. The Shulchan Aruch starts by telling us that when you blow a shvarim, you're not allowed to take a breath. You can't go to. You can't. You're not yoitz. You have to blow all three short sounds b'neshima achas. That's a given. You take a breath between the three short sounds, you're not yoitzeh. Likewise, the nine short sounds, also you're not yoitzeh. You have to blow all of those sets, those shvarim and the tour has to be one. So gimel shvarim, sarach la'asayisam b'neshima achas, avol gimel shvarim u'teruah, Ditashra, it's the Shulchan Aruch. How many of you from over here from the Mechaber, from the Beis Yosef? But I will give Shavadim, the three Shavadim, Uteruah, Ditashrat, which the Kiya Shavadim Teruah, Yesh Oimrim. There are those who say, She'enoi tzorich la'soysam b'neshima achas. You don't have to. You blow the Shavadim when the Machu calls out, Shavadim Teruah. So you do it at your pace. You do the shvarim, and after you finish the shvarim, you take a breath, and then you do the teruah. V'hu, there's a condition, shlo yishe behafsoko yoyser mechdei nishima. You want to take a breath, but not don't pause. You take a breath, but as soon as you finish taking that breath, immediately, with no delay whatsoever, should you now go and blow the next, go and you should you proceed. The Yeshayimim, some hold no. Should Sarich La'asayisam B'neshima Achas, some disagree, you have to blow the Shavadim and the Teruah in one shot. In one seamless breath. Take a deep breath and blow it in one shot. The Yorei Shemayim, and the Mechaber concludes on Rosh Hashanah, Yorei Shemayim, Yotza Yidei Kulam, he does both. What do we need as both? We have a lot of tekiyas to blow. And the Mechaber simply seems to hold that the Iker is, there's the tekiyas to yeshiva, there are the 30 sounds that you blow before Musaf, and there are the 30 sounds that you blow during Musaf. So what does the Mechaber recommend? What is the suggestion? This is almost like what the Mishnah Berurah would say. The Mechaber is a very unique Mechaber. Because I always tell you, in Halacha, there are different schools of thought in halacha, different mahalach in halacha. There's a mahalach in halacha, the people who are the Baalei halacha, don't look to satisfy everyone. There's an expression in English, everyone knows the expression, a little of everything adds up to a lot of nothing. Don't try, this one says this one says this, so we'll do it like this in order to satisfy everyone. There are many of the Gedolei HaPoskim, Gedolei HaHalacha, they don't go for that. You take one opinion and you do it b'shleimus. That's it. Oh, but what about this sheet or that? Listen, you can't satisfy everyone. A person in this world will be limited. You don't live forever. You can't conquer the whole world. You have to take an opinion and be loyal to the opinion. Shlemus. That's how it goes. You're going to cut corners. Every single opinion, you're going to cut corners in order to satisfy someone else. That's not a mahalich. That used to be, before we came into this world, it seems before the Mishnah Berurah came around, the vast majority of the Baalei Halacha, they held this. They held, don't try to satisfy everyone. The one that really turned the world upside down on its head is the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is a controversial approach to halacha. The Chafetz Chaim, in every single Mishnah Berurah, almost every single page, he will find a way for you. He'll present you this opinion, the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Shach, and the Taz, and he'll find a way to do the mitzvah where you chaperayim everyone. It's an approach to halacha, and many favor this approach, and there's no shadow of a doubt. There's no doubt beyond the Chofetz Chaim, Zeichet Tzadik, and Kodesh Levracha, he favored this approach very, very much. And it has trickled down into our consciousness, because today we live in the Mishnah Berura generation, Baruch Hashem. Today all of the yeshivas, the halacha sefer of choice, has become the Mishnah Berura. Whereas years ago it was the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it was the Chai Adam, it was your other, I don't know, the Chai Adam, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the other asar.
The
Mishnah Berura. So, but before Rav Aaron, before the Mishnah, before even in the Mishnah, what? Aruch HaShulchan is a little more complex. That's more for the more advanced. Okay, the real deal, right? The real deal.
Yeah.
I remember in terms of that, there was a person there many, many years ago. He told me his grandfather passed away probably a long, long time ago. He told him when they came with the Chafetz Mishnah Berura. He looked at it like, what? You learn Mishnah Berura? That's not even halacha. You learn the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham and
right,
you go through the Shulchan Aruch. What is this, an art scroll, halachic book? It was like he looked at the Mishnah Berura like you go on the shelf and you take out an art scroll, the laws of Shabbos from art scroll.
Hungarian?
What? I don't know what he was.
Because they had the
kids
also.
And he couldn't tolerate. He told him, I think, his grandfather, like he couldn't even look at the Mishnah Berura.
They didn't have Mishnah Berura 40 years ago.
They
but later it changed.
Look,
regular Shulchan Aruch.
What year
was what? So it must have been probably the grandfather. I don't know what year.
What time did you?
The Chofetz Chaim died in 1930, 35, 33.
When did the Mishnah Berura come out?
It came out, well, at the end of the tour, he did over his whole life. He spent 30 years on the Mishnah Berura, one volume at a time. It did not become popular until recently. I remember when I was about mitzvah board, it was a little after. So I remember, right, Rabbi, he told me he passed away. He thought he passed away from COVID. He died from COVID. Rabbi Levitz, Rabbi Yaakov Levitz. I remember he told me once upon a time he had a store. He had a store in Coney Island Avenue of Yaakov Levitz.
Rabbi
Yaakov Levitz.
I remember he told me.
Yeah, his son took over. Binyamin took over. I know Binyamin very well. So his father was one of the worst tragedies. And in the shul, he was in the basement for mamash a whole year. He finally came out of the basement. Not even real, he didn't really come out. He came to shul once or twice. And then all of a sudden he has COVID. He's okay. He took him to the hospital just for precautions. It's okay. Before he turned around, he passed away.
So the electrical work, whatever.
It's not gonna make a difference now. But the other point is, so he told me that when he first started, he literally could not sell one set of Mishnah Berura. I bought a set of Mishnah Berura from him many, many years ago, and I have it in the house. I don't use it anymore because now they reprinted it 1,000 times with Nekudos and this and this and this. But he told me when I bought it, he started talking, he could not sell one set. Because now, no matter how many sets I have in stock, it's never enough. I can't get enough of that. They fly off the shelves. This is many, many years ago. So things changed. What? 20 years ago?
In the 50s, I was wearing
Mishnah. Okay, that's right.
They didn't have to
But he told me the story. It was long after the 50s. It was long after the 50s, and he says it was not popular. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the Chaye Adam. Aruch HaShulchan, I don't think there was. So today it is a Mishnah Berura generation. Does everyone appreciate what that means? It's not just the Mishnah Berura's Piskei Halacha, which are unique, and it's not just the beauty of the Mahalech of how the Mishnah Berura goes through the Sugya and how he comes to a conclusion. It has stepped into our consciousness this idea of Kedei Lekayim Divrei Shneim. This is a novel idea that the Mishnah Berura promoted, that no one else promoted. I don't think no one on that list promoted. Kedei Lekayim Divrei Shneim. Do a mitzvah in such a way where you can chaperayim all the different opinions, which means make changes in the way you do the mitzvah in order to satisfy all of your customers. Satisfy everyone. It is obvious that many Gedolei Yisrael did not hold of that. Because by doing so, like I told you, the English expression, a little of everything adds up to a lot of nothing. The Mishnah Brura just indirectly, it's like almost an indirect, subconscious, subliminal mahalich. When you learn Mishnah Brura every single day, Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Brura, Kol Hashanah Halachis B'chol Yom, there should we have a bechinas once a month on Mishnah Brura, Kol Hashanah Halachis B'chol Yom, and you learn Mishnah Brura, it subconsciously sinks into your head again and again and again. Kidei, Lekayei, Divrei Shneihem. Satisfy everyone. Do the mitzvah in a unique way that everyone is satisfied. That's a novel approach to halacha. And that was not the classic approach to halacha. And the Mechaber here, even the Mechaber lived only 300 years at least before the Mishnah Brura, maybe 400 years before the Mishnah Brura. He's doing just that. He's doing just that, and he doesn't do this. It's not what he does. This is not his style. It's not the style of the Makaber to say, this is the halacha. You don't like it? It's my way or the highway. Become a litzvah. You don't want to be a smarty? Good, okay. Put on a tie, put on a black hat. Become a litzvah. The chassidim, they wear a gartel between the lathe and the head. The litvaks, they wear a tie, a gartel between the head and the heart. That's what a tie is, it's a gartel, between the mavil, between the head and the heart. No emotion, no vankheit. A kalter litvak, he wears the gartel between the head and the heart. This is my way or the highway. That's the Mechaber. And here he goes out of his way to say something that's very bizarre for his style of halacha, that when it comes to Tekiyah Shofar, Kedei L'Kayim Divrei Shneihem. Listen, you're blowing anyway 100 koilos. There are 30 koilos before Shemoneh Esrei, and there are 30 koilos during Shemoneh Esrei. So why don't you satisfy all the opinions? Before Shemoneh Esrei, he says, Ziyorei Shemayim, Yotza Yidei Kulam, Uvitikiyo Yisdim Yushav, Yaseh B'Neshima Achas. One shot, one breath. Yes, there is. I have a whole shiur. I'm going to run out of time. I have a whole shiur to explain all the whole lomus behind this. It's heavy duty stuff. There's a ton of stuff. This is a big topic.
Uvitikiyo Yisdim.
Yeah, it's serious business. This is a serious.
What?
All right, okay, wait.
It doesn't say in the Torah. It just says.
It doesn't say in the Torah anything. It doesn't say she blow two. It doesn't say anything in the Torah. It doesn't say anything in the Torah. Yom Teruah.
You're facing with Sarah, Sisera's mother.
She cried.
But they breathe in between the sobbing.
Study a baby. Go listen to. Go listen to a baby, an infant, a newborn. Watch how they cry. Now it's an infant. You watch out when a child falls on the floor, hits his head, or something happens. Hash on the child. So what do they do? It's like a siren. It's like, like you know it's coming. What happens? They fall down and they bang themselves. So all of a sudden there's silence. Quiet. And then there's a loud scream, spurts, like he's longer. And then when they catch their breath, that's how it goes.
Right.
Or an infant, it's not a toddler.
So there is a breathing in between.
Right. So in a chanan, we'll talk about this in a moment, okay, there's a lot to talk about, but you listen to a baby cry, a baby first, it gives out long, it's a matter of breathing. It's a natural breathing process. People they train, they have these seminars now before Rosh Hashanah for Balei Tefillah. Last year, because there were so many outdoor private minyanim last year, so there was a plethora of new Balei Tefillah. They have to be trained, they have to have the nusach, but much, much more important than the nusach is to train them how to breathe. All the years, they train Balei Tefillah in seminars, so they have these courses. The course, your nusach, you're not going to be able, you can't change a person. Either you can daven or you can't daven. Okay, you can't. There's only that much you can do how to train the person how to daven. they're limited, their voice, they're limited by, you know, what they can do. It is what it is. But what you can train is, you can train how to breathe. You can train people how to breathe, and that makes all the difference. It makes all the difference, even for blood pressure. So yeah, people, they take all different types of medication, so we're all out, very fascinating. People take, you know, people have high blood pressure, what do you do? So, you know, especially now with COVID, it's a very serious thing. If a person gets COVID, high blood pressure can make all the difference in the world. And medications, okay, very good. Medications don't work for everyone. Some people, you lose weight, dieting, exercise, and then there's a whole new school of breathing techniques. Even without any medication, without losing any weight, this just to train yourself how to breathe differently, and it can be blood pressure can change to a very significant degree. Okay, this the breathing is everything. Okay, breathing the whole life is vayibach ba'abav nishmas chayim. It's serious stuff. So there is training breathing. And here, when it comes to the tikkias, you're touching upon some of the yisodos of shuri b'nashim akash b'nashim nishimas. But let's just see what it says first of him in the chaber and discussing the basic yisodos. The yeshu so yorish mandot yishneim and the tikkias the miyushim yaseh b'nashim achas. Over the tikkias the mu'umud yaseh bebeis nishimas. So before most of the mechaber said it should be done in one nishima. Just one shot to mechaber. The base says the big letters in the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rashi letters, the big letters in the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mu'umah, when you come to Chazar Sashatz, then you do it b'shtei neshimos, two, and then you take a breath and you go two, take a breath b'shtei neshimos, Hagah, the Ramah. Oh, the Mechaber says one thing, the Ramah says, we're not following today the Litvak, it's before the Mishnah Berurah, okay? We're not going to follow k'day lotze sidei shteihem. We're going to be consistent. The haminug ha-poshut la'asois ha-koil b'neshima achas. The Ramah says, it is the common custom throughout Litva. In Krakow, in Poland. Poland wasn't necessarily Litva, but they migrated there, they came there, but Poland, we do it, this is the Dominika Poshut. This is why the Mechaber, the Ramah got into a lot of trouble. Because Ramah really did not speak to everyone. That's why there were others who came after. And they, wait a minute, hey, this is because in Krakow, that's how you do it. That's not how we do it in our shtetl. But, Aminig HaPashu La'asoy Sa'ko B'Neshim Achaz. This is the Ramah. This is probably one of the most controversial Ramahs in the whole. The Haminag HaPashu, not just the word Haminag. Not just the word Haminag, he has a unique expression he has nowhere else. The Haminag HaPashu.
Simple.
Okay, yeah, people are didactic and all these things in the Musa of the Ramah. The Ramah is a legend. Sometimes he says, all these different expressions. Here he says, let me help you anywhere else. The Haminok HaPashut. This is the meaning, La'asoy Sakol B'Neshim Achas. Consistency B'Neshim Achas. Now, it doesn't end with that. What if happens, does the Mishnah Berurah say? I didn't prepare you well, but the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, first of all, who is the authority, by the way, of Rosh Hashanah? Not the Mishnah Berurah, the Matei Ephraim. One year we actually learned Matei Ephraim inside during this time of the year. And the Matei Ephraim, what is his conclusion? Okay, let me actually read his words. The Matei Ephraim, here is a bira b'zev kosa. Here, a quote from the Matei Ephraim. He is the bottom line. Everyone at the end of the day bows to the Matei Ephraim. Whatever he says, that's the bottom line. Say the Tashrat Shanu Taikim Hayom Hu Bishvil Sofik. He goes to explain. Shema Tuwa Shomra Toro Hu Shvarim Tuwa Yachad. Shetchilasa Goneach Vesefim Melam. Vyesh Oimrim Shelethichach Tsarich Laasois Hashvarim Behatuwa Beneshima Achas. Vyesh Oimrim. One Share Shneim Yachad Nikroim Tuwa. V'imlav, look what he says here, some very shocking words. Lo yotzo yidei choivas tashrat. He adds to the mix some very powerful words. You better do what it says in the Mechaber, like when the Rabbi, basically like what the Ramah says. Do everything with the Shema Achas, because if you do b'shtei neshimos, you're not yoytze. Because it's one, it's the Torah calls this sound one word, teruah. And that, according to the Matthew Ephraim, means it's one continuous expression, which has two parts to it. Has the shvarim and the Torah. You want to do just one? So we're doing that also. We're going to do shvarim. We have a whole set of just the shvarim. We have a whole set of just the Torahs. But because there's an opinion that says it's both, both means they both have to be done together in one breath.
That's interesting. He doesn't use the word hefsek. This is lo yotzeh.
It is lo yotzeh.
Yeah, because you would think it because the hefsek.
That's why. I mean, that's obviously, it's all totally, it's the same thing. That's what he says. He says this. Umi kol makoyim lo yad. Then he goes on to say lo yasa b'li hefsek klal. Just goes on and says, don't go from the shvarim directly into the true. You have to pause. When you pause, it just means don't take a breath, but pause it just about. El yasek ma'ad v'lo yasek hefsek b'mishim b'mitayim. Then he says, v'yei shoymrim she'ein la'asoyz b'nishim achas ela b'shtei nishim. So he just makes you more confused. But when he makes you more confused, he does add the words lo yotz. He says, the Mishnah b'nim l'chaber didn't say, the l'chaber said, do whatever you want. Some do like this. Some do like this. So we're very inclusive. Diversity. We don't discriminate. There's no racism. You come to Shul Rosh Hashanah, we accept everyone, those that want to Shema Achas. No, all color shofars are permitted. You have a black shofar, a white shofar, yellow and brown, all kosher, all opinions, Neshima Achas, Dei Neshimas, diversity. The Matthew Ephraim would not be accepted into the shul because he says, lo yotze. Put you on two sides of the room. Those who want neshima achas can go downstairs. Those who want shtei neshimas go upstairs. Anyone that wants both together, we don't accept you over here. We don't, no mixing. No mixing. Taruvis. No taruvis in my shul. That's what it is. Either do one or the other. Don't go play games. One of the, you notice that the Matthew Ephraim was in the school of thought. He was a hardliner. Shem Yikoyf Hadine Sahar. The halacha penetrates the mountain. You do it either this way or you do it this way. Pick a side. Are you a Democrat or Republican? Pick a side. No in between here.
Really, the Kahal has nothing
no
to say.
In between. What?
The Kahal has nothing to say. It's up to the Baal Tukhaya. How he ends up doing it.
Not necessarily. No, the Baal Tukhaya, you know, this is a democracy. The Baal Tukhaya. The Baal is saying very good. See, all these things you never thought about my whole life. And now you live now, when you read the news too much, and you waste your time listening to all these things, it destroys your mind in halacha. Who says the Baal Tokeya is not? This is not a dictatorship. The Baal Tokeya, he's democratically elected by the people. He serves the people. He is their representative. A Shliach Tzibur doesn't decide what he wants to do. You are the Shliach of the Tzibur. So if the tzibur doesn't go for this, you have to then don't be the then don't you keep don't, you don't believe me, don't do this. You have to follow. Look, I know there are the people who do this when it says in the Mechaber, they do what the Mechaber says. So there are some of the Rabbonim, listen to the rabbi. Listen, Mark, this year Rosh Hashanah, we daven Rosh Hashanah. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hashem, Valdi. Listen carefully, listen to the Makri. Listen this year, everyone listen back. Sometimes if they have an arrangement, if there's some type of conspiracy going on between the rabbi, most people don't know what's going on altogether. They don't know what's going on. They go, yeah, well, yes. The rabbi and the Baal Tokeya, there's a conspiracy between them. So listen to them. No, what? If the rabbi is the Baal Tokeya, or the rabbi is the Baal Malmusa. For the Makri and the Baal Tokeya, listen, sometimes you'll hear that during one set of Tekiyas, the Baal Makri will go, Tekiyah, Shvarim Tenuah, Shvarim Tenuah, Shvarim Tenuah, and then all of a sudden you'll hear him say, Shvarim Tenuah. What is he doing? The rabbi, the Makri, is taking a breath himself between saying the word Shvarim and Tenuah, as an indication to the Baal Kore, you also should take a breath between the Shvarim and the Tenuah, because that's what he's there for. The Makri is there to make a mistake. So the same way he's telling him Shvarim Tenuah, if the Makri says in one breath Shvarim Tenuah, that means that the Baal Tokea to. But if the Makri says Shvarim Tenuah, the Makri has just spoken to him and say to. Okay, so they have to review their code. I was once telling over this whole, telling, discussing this with the Baal Tokea. He knew what I was talking about. you don't know this? You're the Baal Tokea. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I got no problem. I'll be yotzi with you. Adrabba, the less you know, the better. Hashem Omar, talk, blow, gezunte, do whatever you want to go do. Well, some people, it's not what it's all about. You do whatever you want to go do. And probably in many shuls, the rabbi, I would imagine most shuls, the rabbi says to the Baal Tokea, do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
Do whatever you want to do.
Just do it.
Whatever you want to do, I'll say Shalom Tua. Probably 90% of the shuls, it's like this. The people who really enjoy this type of things, so they like to embellish it. It makes a difference. Come on, let's be realistic. You're an Erlucha person. You're a Yerei Shemayim. That makes all the difference. This is just, you know, it's entertaining for us, at least.
I landed on the stone. I don't know how many years. 2 years. He was very fast, and that's the way he would demonstrate.
He would say it before.
I would be like a machine gun. Baruch Hashem, it worked well, but that's the way he did it. Other rabbis, it's slow.
Okay,
and I'm just proving the point that they're leaving how
it should be said. Right. I and my father over the years, he was a Makri. My father was a Makri over the years, and over the years, there were different ballet, different blowers, different people who blew the shofar. Baalei Tokea over the years. So for a number of years, there was a person that he really drove my father crazy. He wanted my father to say Tokea or Shvarim Tua before he finished. Like, that's the way he was. Like, once I got the momentum, I got it going. Don't stop me. So he says, my father, Tokea. So what? And I'm already getting towards the end of that too. He would tell my, yes. You should already say Shvarim Tenuah. So he can just go right. Do.
He's afraid of losing his look.
Right, he's afraid of losing the momentum. You get in the right, the sweet spot. You got the shofar, the sweet spot. Do, it was a schlep. And they would want my father away. Give me time. Right. It's a teamwork. Okay? Every situation is teamwork. And then I dive in some places where literally the Makri, the Tokea, the Makri's service was the main thing almost. The Makri had a lot of kavana. Tokea, such a lot of kavanas. Tokea.
It's a special boxer.
And then they would, the rest would blow. The blow, okay. And then the Makri had such hana.
But the Makri is like the umpire. He decides for the jokes.
To each his own. Okay, there's a Makri, which is a very special role. and there is the Baal. Some will tell you the Makri is more important than the Baal Tokeya. The Makri is the one who injects the Kavan into the Tekiya. There's no end to this.
And he times it.
Some do. I once saw a guy with a watch. I said, come on. Sitting there with a stopwatch. I really like, come on. This is like, have you actually did that? With a stopwatch?
Yeah.
Brisk. The briskers. All right. To each his own. Everything is good. Everything is an experience. And there are makoros. And there's an enormous amount of depth. It is the Yom Hadin. Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason, Sukhum, there's not a Klinikai over here, okay? To each his own, I enjoyed every experience, I really did. Every experience was unique, it always is unique. Every experience.
Is there any mention of a minute just with
a Yes, there is. There is. First of all, what is the reason why there is a Makri? So that should not, the main, the primary reason is you should not make a mistake. Correct?
Now,
the Baal Tokeya should not make a mistake. Now, that's the primary reason. But there are another 100 reasons. There's kavanis, and there's this, and there's this, the gansamayisim. But the primary reason is, should not make a mistake. So why does the Baal Tokeya, the Makri, need to say the first tekiya? You make the bracha. Baruch atah, right? They finish the bracha. He's not going to make a mistake in the first tekiya.
You may take a drink.
No, but once you're doing it that way,
that's a hefsek between the bracha. You made the bracha. Shechianu v'kimel lazman hazeh amen. You mafsek tekiya. It's not a hefsek because it's an order that the Baal Tokeya should not make a mistake. Listen here. He's not making a mistake on the first sound. The first sound is tekiya. Everyone knows that. If he doesn't know that the first sound he makes is tekiya, he should not be the Baal Tokeya. Mark, you don't accept that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you're right, because Chazal, because the minhag olam is that the Makri says the first tekiya as well. So you're right. You're right.
But maybe I know another reason.
Consistency.
Well, that's consistent, but also to sort of pass the idea to the Baal Tokeya, the length of this tekiya. Remember, this tekiya has to be the long tekiya.
So you're saying, I never heard. This is Ambulus Kedai to come to Chidush, we never heard before, is that the Makri, the length of time of the tekiya is what the Baal Tokeya, how long the tekiya should be. So it's for tekiya gedoyla. Tekiya gedoyla.
No,
Shabbat. You keep on going on. So you're saying over here that the length of time. That's a chiddush. I never heard that.
Yeah. It's a real problem because sometimes
it's short.
I've been criticized sometimes. Not in a bad way.
You're the Makri? You're the Makri?
You're
the Baal Tokeya.
But sometimes the tekiya, they would say it's a little too short because.
It depends. So, what is the rule? It's called the basic halacha. When you blow the tekiya, it should be equal to what's in the middle. To what is in the middle. What is in the middle? If in the middle is a shvarim,
that's what I'm saying. That
a shvar.
He's reminding the Baal Tokeya. Remember, you're going to be now a shvarim trua. So
it's a longer tekiya. The tekiya of the set of shvarim trua is double the tekiya of the shvarim and the trua. The shvarim is 2, 2, 2. So the tekiya is a short tekiya. Then the tekiya that sandwiches the center should be equal to the center. So when you blow shvarim trua, then the tekiya before and after is double as long. So you're suggesting that the Makri, when he says tekiya, he should say the tekiya in such a way that conveys to the Baal Tokeya, this is a short tekiya or a long tekiya. How would he do that? Okay, you have a code. Either way, the way they do it. Okay, maybe you're right. You may be right. It's teamwork. It's a fascinating concept. This whole idea of a Makri and the Baal Tokeya. It's like a pitcher and a catcher in a baseball game. You put out your fingers there, right? Put out your fingers.
The signals.
And then you have video cameras from the field. Someone in the audience has a smartphone, zooms in on the and he sends it to the dugout. And the dugout, they send it back to the pitcher. Right? That's what goes on in baseball games now.
Banging on the garbage can.
Banging, do worse. So it doesn't make any sense because say you have a whole stadium of people, and you have just one guy with the smartphones today can zoom in with utter clarity. You have one guy there, he sees the catcher, and he immediately texts He texts his automatic app. You don't even do it automatically. A guy in the audience. Oh, you're not allowed to hold my smartphone in the audience? I'm looking at the baseball field. And you have a friend there in the dugout, and then they signal back. I don't know how they're able to do it with a code. And they have
to
also
break the code.
They break the code. Yeah, so they make it, I don't know what it is. This happens all the time. It's nice in the Chol Yom. What?
They change the code.
So obviously, Chazal were way ahead of that. Way ahead of that. They instituted there should be a Bakri and a Baal Tokeya. And there's a dialogue, an unspoken language between the two. It's true. Like all of these things, like you're saying is correct. We're talking about Neshima HaShtei Neshimais. There's an unspoken language between the two of what exactly they're doing over here. Okay, so now let's...
I wonder if this Makriv business is not from the Kat Kohanim. She says Amor Lahem.
Amor Lahem.
It's always a Bahrain.
Very nice. You want to say the Makar is just like... the Birchas Kohanim. The minig is, the halacha, is that the leader, Yivarechecha. So too, when it comes to Tkiya Shofar, there is a Mar Lohem.
What about the Tkiyas with Luchama? Is there a Makri for that too?
I don't know.
Yeah, or when they in Sinai, when they had to move the Makri.
I don't know. I really do not know. I do not know if there was a Makri in the other times they blew Shofar. They blew Shofar every Shadish. Usakata the Chatzoy Chos al Ulaisechem Yal Zivche Shalmechem. Okay, I don't know. But one thing is for sure, weddings, like a wedding used to be years ago, certainly pre-war Europe before war, is where it was very common, no matter how great, no matter how learned the chosan was, the Mesader Kiddushin would say, Hare, Hare, At, At, Mekudeshas. He would not say the word leave because that would be mechanical. So you'd say in Williamsburg, the avenue between Bedford and the next word, division, the avenue. They would say, and they would repeat word after word. Why? It would be a very good idea to do that today. Why? Because not every chassan knew how to say the words. Because not.
Maybe you're just nervous.
Well, so.
And when you get nervous, the Baal Tekeya also is very nervous. She doesn't keep track. Where am I up to? Tekeya 1, Tekeya 2.
Okay, you're right. In a Hanami. And that's what
the Makar calls out. Now, also,
should not make a mistake. Enough. You're right. Should not make a mistake. 100%. And he's saying getting nervous. So that's why I agree with you. I think that's why it would be a very good idea to the end of the chuppah. They don't do this today. And it's a very good question. Why not? Because many chassanim are very, very nervous. And they mumble. And they don't have a good diction, and they go under the chuppah. Do that again, please. It's like the story with Avigdor Miller. He was walking down the hallway and he sees the boy go over to the water fountain. And he tells him with this, do me a favor, make another bracha. And if you have a suffix, I'll be a bracha levatala, I'll take the Gehenna for you. I saw how you made that bracha. No way. I cannot accept this. You want a drink? I want you to make another bracha all over again. And if you're worried about it, you might say, Shem Shemayim Levatala, I'll take care of it for you. You know, I never appreciate Rabbi Ethan Feiner. Every time he gives a speech, every time Rabbi Eitan Feiner, is one of the most famous Rabbanim today, from the White Shul. He's Mamish, a Goyim Shebegoyim. The genius, a photographic memory knows that he knows Kotor Kul. And anytime he gives a speech, as long as it's not a time of Sibur, he starts off his speech with this very elaborate bracha. Baruch. I always like cringe. Come on, what are you doing over here? What's going on over here? Okay, none of my business. None of this. And then, you know, one day appreciated it. Because there was once a Rav, and he gave a speech in front of a very chashuv olam, and everyone was watching very carefully. And in the middle of the speech, he took a cup of water, and he made a bracha. And like a very, 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 very holy rabbi. And like, I have no doubt in my mind that if Avigdor Miller saw him do this, he would say, do it again. It's on me, I take. And I was very disturbed because I said, that's how I make a bracha. I expect better from you. If I'm coming to your shir to hear your Chiddushei Torah, I expect better. That's an, I make a bracha. That's how I make. I don't. I have no brain.
And
I
also,
brrr.
And yeah. Also, I might add to that, that you don't want people to be chosesh. You didn't make a bracha. So if you're just gonna, you made a bracha yourself.
Fine.
And now you're gonna start drinking in the middle.
So say, when that happened, I said to myself, ah, I now appreciate it, right, Rabbi Eitan Feiner. I have now a new appreciation for him. Okay, I have a new, like, even though to me it's a little bit way over the time. I remember one particular time he came, you know, he said, I remember many, many times. I remember one time he came, Mitzvah Shabbos, the Sugiyos Fun Daf Yomi. He shut it down already for a year and a half, Chaval, because of COVID. It's been shut down for a year and a half. Maybe Halavai will start again this year. So he wants, I mean, he made a bracha like I never heard. I now appreciate that. I have a very great appreciation when you see the other way around. So I don't even get to this over here. Again, we'll give you the Hare at Mikudesh Asli. Okay, this was done. And you know, it would be a very good thing. I really, they should reinstitute this. How many times have you seen, you know, many boys, they just mumble. So the Messiah, the Kedusha, is not always so comfortable to go and make a scene. Okay, do it again. People, they don't like that. People, you know, the photographer doesn't like that. the photographer doesn't like it.
He likes it, he gets more shots.
And the mother of the Kala doesn't like it. The mother of the Chassan doesn't. They don't like this. The people under the Chuppah, they don't like this.
They
want to
hear it.
They don't want to do it again. You know, the Chassan just gets all nervous and mumbles and falls, the ring falls on the floor. and this, they don't like this. So the Messiah, the Kedushin I would never be a Messiah, the Kedushin. But like if I was in my fantasy mind, the Messiah, the Kedushin, I'm the first guy which falls in love, like gets intimidated. That's my nature. I get very intimidated right away. There are people standing around and there's a photographer. I'm gonna go tell them, do it again. No, go do it again.
Don't worry.
I get very intimidated.
Your back is facing.
What? No, there's not. You get intimidated. So, and then, you know, there's a real Shaila. Was there a real Kedushin? So you have all these Hakerim, you know, give the money, you know. You find all these, okay, very good, find them out. It's not the way it was meant to be done. It was meant to be done. You pay all this money for this. You pay over, you say, a second mortgage to make this wedding. You can't even do the most basic thing right. You can't even say the Hariyam Kodesh is right after all this. This whole Gansa Maisa, all the Agmas Nefesh, and the women to make the Shiluch and this and that. You can't even get the Harayat, you can't even do that. You know, I really believe firmly it would be a very good idea to go back to the olden days and have even the most learned, even the best Bachur in Lakewood. The best Bachur in Lakewood should go back to the old way. Haray, haray, at, mikudeshes. It would just make life so much simpler. Chazal were very smart when they did these things. Birchas Kohanim, there's a Makri for the Tekiyas is a Makri, but the Makri by the Tekiyas is a whole science. There's code going on between, it's a Shidduch. The Makri and the Baal Tekeah, it's mamish, a zivug made in heaven. Like once, I went to a chasna once, and there was a certain guy, this guy is crazy. I'm telling you, this guy, he's mamish out of his mind. Like really, really nuts. So this person says, this is another guy who has a daughter, and he wants to interview for his daughter. He wants to interview this guy that's totally nuts for his daughter. And the daughter's probably a very good girl, but the father of the girl, he told me, is mamish crazy like he never saw. They're meant for each other. These two guys are meant for each other. And he told me, I want you to go over to him and say hello to him and talk to him a little bit also to see what I mean. So I did. I went over and Shalom Aleichem, and he looks at me, and he starts talking to me. And these guys are taka men. They deserve each other. Ashiruch and Shemayim. Nothing came with that shiruch, unfortunately. Nothing came with that. But it's a shiruch. The Makri and the Baal Tokeya. This body language, there is nuance. It's a tremendous chokhmah that go between the Makri and the Baal Tokeah. This is not a you have a Makri and Baal Tokeah. Who's the lucky person that's the Makri? There's a shidduch going on over here to smooth it in. Look, like, you know,
Often doesn't the makra have to decide if the cuddle
made a mistake? Who's the referee?
Is it correct? Is it long enough? Especially if the ball
the shiloh
problems
to
back.
Right. So you're saying something very. You're saying something very interesting. Is there a halacha that the makri is the one who decides? He's like the Rav HaMachshir. The makri calls tekiya, and the makri will decide. He has veto power to decide to. Is that a kosher tekiya? Who makes that decision? Who's the balabas to decide? Is there a halacha that it's the makri? They're on an airplane. People don't know it's an airplane. Who has the ultimate authority? The ultimate authority? No, he does stuff everything. I don't think he has the ultimate authority for everything. There are people, now you're Baruch, you don't hear this in the news anymore. But people who didn't wear masks on planes, and they made all these videos, all these fights, and he's going, Baruch has been quiet lately. You don't hear anything lately about this. A bigger problem is now. So who's the balabas? Does the captain, does the pilot, does he have the power to veto? Or is the head steward? What? Or is the head, who's the head steward, does he have the authority? If I'm not mistaken, I think the person, what do they call this, the stewards?
The chief steward,
I think in a certain respect, he has more power in one area than the captain, than the pilot. I don't remember I was blown away. There are really halachas on the airplane? Like, there are really halachas? Who, when there's a conflict, and this one wants this, who is the machriya? They have guidelines. It's very good to have guidelines. You have guidelines, the zehu, you follow the guidelines. That's the way it goes. So you're asking a very good question. Who is the one, there's a dispute. He blew a sound. That was questionable. Who makes the decision if it's kosher or not? Is that's part of the job of the makri? It seems not.
Very often the rav is
involved. The rav, also sometimes there is the baal tokeya. Very often the rav is the baal tokeya. I mean, it depends, every shul is different. I do not believe there is any halacha or any minhag where the makri makes the decision. The makri is there for one thing only, to say the word, the kia, shalom tura, the kia, to guide him. He's a compass. He's just a compass. To guide him, this is the next sound you make. Don't make a mistake. Who is to decide if it's a kosher sound or not? None of the above. There is no rule. It can very well be the rabbi. Let's say the rabbi is not the makri, and the rabbi is not the baal tokeya. The rabbi will stand there and he'll decide if it's good or not. The makri.
You tell the makri to redo it?
No, you don't tell him. No, you never tell them. You never say it again. If he doesn't do it well, he just doesn't repeat the sound.
Yeah, someone has to tell him to do it again.
Well, you use signals.
Right, so you use your fingers, you signal. Yeah, then you don't, not massive, you get a good point. You don't say words. You never say again. You're right, you use signals. So if you're using hand signals, so use hand signals to begin with. You have a thumbs up for a tekiya, two fingers for a shvarim, three fingers for a teruah. So if any way you're going to come on to signals, if it's not going to be good, do it again, nachamal, do it again. So why can't you use signals what to blow? The answer is, when the makri is doing more than just telling you what to blow. There is an element of dibur, a dibur that accompanies the sound. There's obviously more to it. But this is a very good point you're making, a very halachic point. There's no such thing, to the best of my knowledge, that the makri is a decision maker. The makri is just an announcer of the tekiya. He does his thing. The decision maker is the rabbi's job. And if the rabbi is, that's what the rabbi does. It's really the rabbi. That's the way the shuls are set up. The rabbi makes all halachic decisions. Period.
So the length of the tekiya
yeah, wasn't long enough.
I saw the rabbi
stopwatch.
Looked at his watch,
right.
He had a stopwatch, and he said,
no good, do it again. Do it again. So who makes that decision? Who is in charge? All halachic decisions in the shul are the rabbi. What color chairs and air conditioning, that can be the president.
The rabbi is the
about
Kokea,
so the symbol. I
want
to do it.
Okay, that's okay, fine. So the rabbi gives the permission, 100%.
When it's obvious to the
Okay,
yeah,
so.
But they don't want the island to be mixed up.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, there's a cold communication, that's right. It's a shidduch. There has to be a very good relationship between the makri and the baal tokeh for it to go smooth.
That's
but
why we have 100 kolos. You can let sometimes a day one go.
No, we don't say that. We don't say that. You're the baal tokeh. You're trying to get away with something. No, I never heard that. You get nothing gets away. It's either good or it's no good. The rabbi decides. But again, to repeat, there's no such thing I'm aware of, any halacha that the makri is given authority to decide. He's not. The rabbi is the one that has authority to decide, even if the rabbi is the baal tokeh, he's no geber gavur. The rabbi will say it's not a geber gavur, it's the halacha. The rabbi, if the rabbi is the baal tokeh, and the rabbi, he decides if he's good or not. He's the rabbi. He's blown, he decides. But the makri is just the cause. I've never heard such a thing that the makri has power. If the makri happens to be the rabbi, which many times is the rabbi, then the rabbi makes a decision, do it again, not do it again. Sometimes you'll have the beam of three people. You'll have the makri, you'll have the rabbi, and you'll have the baal tokeh. And the rabbi will be the referee. He'll decide if it's good, it's not good. Should we repeat or not repeat? Each one has their unique role. I don't know if I want to just discuss a few moments over here. Now here's the very big issue. The very big issue is, according to the opinion that let me read you, there's a lot of material that we didn't get through, but let me just read the basic of the halacha. L'maisa kasa abeisyais l'ani l'asoysa b'neshima achas k'lelot seis y'dei choyvel g'regal. Here's the issue. Okay. The issue is, the opinion, the rishonim that hold, that you're supposed to do it b'neshima achas, are of the opinion that if you don't do it b'neshima achas, if you mask it between the shredder and the tour, you're not yoytze. And that's what the Matan Ephraim said. But those who hold that you should do two separate breaths, they should be masked. And the main reason why, by the way, the main reason why they hold you should be masked, someone here actually mentioned this, because when a person cries, a toddler cries in this fashion, or even an adult cries, when there's a shock, you do naturally breathe between the short sound, the long sounds, and the short sounds. That's the primary reason.
If you think about sobbing, there is a breath.
Right, right, exactly. That's what you just said. And that's the primary reason why those who hold that you should bedafka have two, you should be done in two breaths, shvarim, two, take a breath, and then two, is because since the Gemara says it's a yolola, it's a cry, and when a person cries like this, which is a reality, that's how children cry, there are long sounds followed by short sounds, there is a short breath that occurs between the long sounds and the short sounds. Okay, so that's why they hold it should be done bidaf. That opinion, those people that are part of this team, who hold that ideally you should take a short breath, what would happen if you would not take a breath? Would they fulfill, in their opinion, would they fulfill the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar? Yes, absolutely yes. Even those opinions who say that you should have a breath in between the shvarim and the tevuah, except that if you do not have a sound between the shvarim and the tevuah, you yoytze the mitzvah. You have fulfilled your obligation. But the opinions that say that you must have neshima achas, because the pasuk says yom teruah, which means it has to be one sound, one set of sounds, it's one blowing, and that one blowing includes the shron and the two in one shot, they hold that if you don't do it in one shot, you split it, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. So wouldn't it be wise, kidei l'kayim divrei shneim, in this instance, to do everything b'neshima achas? Because even the detractors agree that at least you yoytze. But if you're going to do it in shnei neshimot, you're not going to yoytze. I'll give you a mashal. There's a big, big controversy over the tzav of the Arizal and the Beis Yosef. Okay, tzillin. You have Ksav, you have the two different, among the Ashkenazim is Ksav Beis Yosef, and is Ksav Ariza. There are differences between them. Those who wear Beis Yosef, some of them are very, very, very loyal to the Beis Yosef. They will say to you, watch out for these guys, that if you put on the tefillin of the Ksav of the Ariza, you're not Yotze. You made a bracha levatola. Why? Because the letter Tzadik, Tzadi, the way it's written, the Arizal, is possible for us. Everything else is good. All the other things that they do, it's not the way we do things, but okay, it's kosher. It's kosher b'diyeh. But the Tzadi, you write a Tzadi with a yud inverted like that, possible, bracha levatol. Those who wear Arizal, who have the tzad, the yud of the tzad inverted, if you give, here, all we have for you today, sir, is Beis Yosef Torah. Will you put it on? Will you be caught wearing Beis Yosef? We're going to take a picture. We're going to post this on Facebook for all of your friends to see you were wearing the Beis Yosef Torah. No, no, no. Are you going to do it or not? There's nothing else available. He will put on that Torah. We're going to make a bracha. Because those who wear Arizal accept that if you wear the Beis Yosef Tzilin, I'm Yotze. So what would you say right away? So you gotta wear Beis Yosef, right? Because you have to wear Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef, you're Yotze l'chol hadeis, right? That's an argument some make. I actually had this issue with someone I know. He's buying something for his son. He doesn't really know his minhagim. He claims that maybe his great grandparents, they were visionaries. Got some whole show. I said to him, you watch and see. You go to your rabbanim, the Litvisher rabbanim, they're going to tell you Beis Yosef. He comes back the next Shabbos, left, and he says to me, you were right. I asked the Shaila to this Rav, before I even got halfway through the question, he already said to me, Beis Yosef. The Litvaks, they love it. They manage, they love this. They love this. Because the Beis Yosef, You want Arizal? The Zalbazach! The same thing over here. When it comes to the going of the Shofar, you Yosef L'chol Hadeis, if you have the Shemachas. And that is why, L'maisa, most people, that's what comes out of many people, they follow the Ramah, and they do everything, but you go Shofar, right? What do you do? The Shemachas, right? You do the Shemachas, you see? We have a living testament. That this is what we do. Birushimachas. The ma'aser kasa is attacking the Beis Yosef over here. He wins the day. Shmuel lahani la'soisa birushimachas. Kidei law says kidei choyvul l'divrei akol. The man is someone that's off lahafsid beinayim hayim lechatchila. Ah, but the evet, even though lechatchila you should have a break, but the evet vadayov so masan birushimachas. But let's say you do the other goals. Let's say you have to do birushimachas and you mafsik. The matay Ephraim says you're not yoytze. So what are you looking for trouble for? What are you looking for trouble? But on the other hand, you have to appreciate that that's not the theme of the day. Because on Rosh Hashanah, why are you blowing? Why are you blowing a tekiah shvarim tekiah, a tekiah trua tekiah, a tekiah shvarim, a tekiah shvarim trua tekiah? Just blow one thing. What do you have to blow? So many different combinations, different. No, the answer is because Rosh Hashanah is taka a day of Lotzei Sidei Shmei. And the Mechaber himself goes out of his way, the Beis Yosef himself goes out of his way to say that, so for the Tekiyas, the Yeshiva, do it this way. Tekiyas, the Amida, do it that way. You know why? Because for some reason, Rosh Hashanah is different than all the other days of the year. Man Shana Halayla Hazem, you call Halayla Smash Hayam Hazem, you call Hayam Kilchol Hayamin. We don't tolerate, we discriminate. It's my way or the highway. Get out of here, you don't follow my custom. But Avod Rosh Hashanah, we are inclusive. We want to accommodate everyone. The Horaya, we blow a tekiah, Shvarim tekiah. Atikiyah, Terua Atikiyah. Atikiyah, Shvarim, Terua Atikiyah. We're very inclusive. So the same way we're very inclusive with regard to doing three different types of tekiyos, shituyos, so why not go the extra mile and satisfy those who want b'neshima achas and those who don't want b'neshima achas? Even though those who want b'neshima achas, you're not going to be yotzei with shtei neshimas. Calm down. You're okay. We have plenty of tekiyos for everyone to go around. The whole flavor of Rosh Hashanah is inclusiveness. You know, we're not only davening for us, we're davening for the Goyim. Hayoyim hara ha'aselam. Hayoyim kol boi ha'olam adu lefanech kivnei mora. It's a day of inclusiveness. Yakeidas Yitzchak lezayoy yizkar. Why do we say all the questions? How could you say that? How could you say that? Yakeidas Yitzchak Lazar Yitzchak includes Esav. Lazar, so somebody can change the gears. The Akeidas Yitzchak Liyakov Lazar Shal Yaakov Tiska. Not Yakugoyim, Esav. Oh, no, that's not what he says in the Siddur. And some of the Mishmamish, the Mishmamish, go so far to say, you know what you're doing? You're dying for them also. What? Esau, who wanted to kill us, to murder us? What are you kidding? These are Reitzchen. Reitzchen, the wicked, the most wicked of the wicked. You have Rachmanis? Not Rachmanis of them. You get what they deserve. You get what they deserve. Isn't this Dinu Mishpat? But there is an element that you have to daven for them also. How all that works? Well, you're a sophisticated person. You figure that out. They'll get what they deserve. No one's forgiving them for the Holocaust. No one's forgiving them for anything. Anything. Not even a mashu shel mashu. Only forgiveness. But your life is complicated. They are Hashem's creatures. You figure out what exactly you're davening for them for. It's a day of inclusiveness. Okay, it's hard to digest this principle. But look at the shod of the kiyos. You're right, and you're also right. There's a tekiyah shvar in tekiyah, tekiyah tur tekiyah, shvar tur tekiyah, and even in the tekiyah shvar tur tekiyah, will satisfy everyone here. There will be azoy b'neshim achas, b'shtei neshim asti, and I yoytzei. Calm down. You yoytzei, don't worry, you'll be, even though taxes, so maybe you'll just join the other team for a few minutes. That's really what comes out. Halacha l'maisa, I don't think he says over here l'maisa. There's no l'maisa, l'maisa. Yes, I once asked around. Everyone has a different tradition. Okay, some people, most of us, I would say probably 95%, it doesn't make any difference. Just blow the tekiyos, don't even think about it. Whatever you can do, you do. No one cares, no one knows. It's totally, totally fine. There are certain kehilos that have a Messiah, they treasure this. Because look, hey, you do whatever your Messiah is. Some do Azoy, some do like this, some talk with mix, some are very into this. Most people in the audience have no clue what's going on, and it doesn't make any difference. But in London, at least there's a Messiah. Messiah is, Rosh Hashanah is not like other days of the year. There is an additional achrayis we have to each other. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. I want everyone to be happy together. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. There's a degree of achdus in the tefillah and in the avodah. Okay, oh, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Yeah.